Bad Motivators.
Shit, yes.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 324, can you believe it, of the Bad Motivators. I, of course, am Eric Strothers, and with me, as always, is my excellent co-host, one Mr. Luke Cruiser.
Hey there.
Well, buddy.
Hey.
Start this out the same way all the time. Here we are again. Mm-hmm. Once again, we had some excellent Star Wars TV to watch this week. Three episodes mm-hmm. of Star Wars TV shows, which is pretty wild.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, I'm kidding. yeah, so no more Star Wars TV to talk about for a little while, but May the 4th is right around the corner. The day this comes out will be May the 3rd. And yes. May the 4th, we'll see the new season of Visions, right?
Yeah.
Some other stuff that's going on. Guardians of the Galaxy. Getting ready to pop.
And I want to see that.
I want to see it too. Amanda's really stoked on that movie.
Yeah.
Some of our friends have already seen it. Congratulations.
Man, we just didn't brown nose enough, I don't think. You know what I mean? No. We didn't really push in that far.
Well, and we don't live in places where those True. Sorts of things happen.
True. Nobody cares about the Midwest.
Yeah. Listen, they're too busy milking goats and whatever they're mm-hmm. doing. But listen, yeah. What's shaking with you, man? Anything interesting?
I think we talked about this before. As far as like, you know, what you do in the middle of the night when you hear noise, kind of deals. Like you know, something like takes over your body. Like you forget who you are for a minute. I was watching the movie Nope. That Jordan Peele movie, it's one of his couple follow ups to Get Out. You know, you make like a masterpiece, and then like everything else just falls short afterwards. Even if it's great, you know what I mean?
Kids, just kidding.
But like, I'm not saying his movies have sucked. I'm just saying like it's like when M. Night Shyamalan came out with Signs, which is my favorite movie of his. Everything else after that was just like, okay, I don't know what you did, but I just don't care. You know what I mean? But Jordan Peele, he came out with a movie called Nope, and I finally watched it. It's been on Amazon Prime for a while. And you know, I don't know if you want to talk about that or what, or if you had any plans to see it, but it's a movie. That's kind of how I view when I talk about it. It happened.
Wow, that's high praise. Man, hang on. Let me hit pause. I'm gonna go watch this thing.
Yeah. It kind of had this really like horrific, like crazy suspense, and then just kind of let it all go. It was weird.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how else to describe it, because there's I'm not gonna talk about the scene is, but there's a scene in the middle of the movie that if you watch it, you'll be like, oh my God, like that is terrifying. And then it just becomes like a sci-fi, like thriller in air quotes after mm-hmm. that kind of takes away every sense of the horror that you were feeling. It's weird. It was weird.
That's interesting.
But anyways, right in the middle of this, so you know, you're watching a suspenseful movie, so you're already like kind of heightened up.
Mm-hmm.
We hear this. Like my kids and my brother's kids, five children, stayed with my grandmother, with my mother, their grandmother, on Saturday night. So we all we each had our own evenings off while my mom watched five small children. But so we had the house to ourselves. We were watching this movie, and we hear this extremely loud bang. Like it was like somebody like punched through a door, or like it was very loud. And so, and we've talked about this before, but when something like that happens, you know, like you're much more of a tough guy than I am. Like you kind of like, you don't shy away from conflict when it happens. But like, I'm not really one that goes towards conflict. Like I'm not going to run away from it, but I'm not going to seek it out or I meet it head on most of the time.
Right.
This has happened to me multiple times now, where like when my house, my family, my wife, or like are potentially in danger, like I just lose myself. You know what I mean? Like my sense of my own safety or whatever. I'm not, this isn't like a, ooh, my man. It just like, I don't know how to describe what it erases. Like you don't think about yourself anymore. You like go outside of your body. And like, and my wife talked about it later, but like, I just got up, ran directly towards the noise without even grabbing anything to like protect myself with. Ripped it anyway. I knew it was in the garage. Like flipped on the light and I fucking opened the door and like went running out there. Nobody was out there. I'm surprised I didn't yell. You know what I mean? I've done that before too. Like mm-hmm. you're in noise middle of the night. You go, hey, I'm here. And like, I go crazy, dude. It's kind of nuts. I like, you know, like when you lose that part of yourself. But what happened, this extremely loud noise, is you know not the main spring on the garage door in the front that lifts it up, but the side ones, the little side springs that will like, if you have an automatic door, they're like tension springs on the side. There's usually one on each side and you have an automatic door opener in the middle. Mm-hmm. Well, one of those broke from the side and had slammed like into the garage door, like full force. Luckily, no, I was standing there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Those will kill you.
Yes. But you imagine the noise that makes in the middle of the night when it's a quiet time, you're watching a movie.
Oh, sure, man.
Dude, I was just like, but later when I came back in, Rachel was like, are you aware that like you cracked your knuckles very loudly when you walked out there? I was like, no. She's like, I heard it from the other room. Me just going, cracking my knuckles.
Jeez.
I was like, no. But you know what I'm talking about? Has that happened to you? Like where you hear a noise in the middle of the night, like you don't really assess the situation, you just go towards it?
Yeah. No, I know exactly what you're saying. I do have a couple things to add to this conversation. One of them I wanted to interject into your story earlier and say that whenever my kids are staying overnight with some people, it's my neighbors that hear a really loud bang. Do you know what I'm saying?
Hey, brother.
But no, listen.
This I was your actually wife smacking you and say no.
I was actually telling somebody this story today. You know, we got Charlie. He's an awesome dog, man.
Yeah.
And he's got like, he's part beagle.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason I tell that. It's because like, it's the sound.
Yes.
Of his bark can be. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so like, you're hanging out, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're watching TV and everybody's relaxed, you know. You see him walk past the couch and stuff. And he looks out the window and then he comes walking back over here and he walks back over there and everything's cool. And it's like, bark! He'll just... And it just rips your soul out of your body. And it's like, dude, it like takes my breath away. And I look up and I can see my grandpa waving at me from the clouds. And I'm like, it's not time, grandpa. I'm too young. You know, and it's like, you goddamn dog.
Ugh. Dude.
Yeah, man.
Beagle, so, that beagle bark is frightening because they is alarming because it's supposed to be. That's why, yeah.
But there's no warning. You know, no. It's not like you hear him growling first. He just goes from zero to scaring you to death.
Mm-hmm.
But I told Amanda that story in that manner to specifically to startle her. Because I told somebody at work that story today and it worked so good. I was telling her, but Charlie was up on the couch with us. He flipped out, went like we're jumping off the couch. I'm like, that's what you get.
That's what you get, dog. That's what it's like.
But anyway, so hey, check this out, man. Before we jump into like the go.
Yeah.
I had a couple of gigs this week that were pretty wild. One, I played last Wednesday in Nashville, Tennessee. The cradle of music in the Midwest at a fashion trade show.
Yeah, yep.
Naturally, well, you know what? I wasn't the worst looking person there because, boy, there were some people who were attending the trade show who didn't try. Cut off sweatpants, dirty tank top, and a fanny pack. Listen, I got
that's
that
called beat. High fashion, Eric, and how dare you?
But I got to, I got to play this thing with my good friend, Abby. She's a model representing boots, of which I obtained a pair to wear and brought them home.
Oh, so they let you keep them. I thought they weren't going to. Oh.
It was more of a...
They let you keep them.
I'll let you know if they ask for them back. So No, I think they were totally cool. They're like, man, those boots are good looking. I'm like, yeah, I love these things, blah, blah, blah. And they weren't like, well, make sure you put them back. No. So, yeah. Anyhow, that was pretty cool,
man. It's nice to hear you're stealing again. That's nice. Yeah.
Well, and it's here's what's wild, man, is I drove 5.25 hours each direction to play for an hour.
Yeah.
And it was a lot, but you know what?
You didn't stay the night. You just drove there and back.
I drove there and back because I got a bonus if I didn't stay the night. It's because I wouldn't have to incur a hotel expense on there.
Oh, I thought you meant like, a wife bonus.
No. God, no, dude. I was in no shape for that when I got home. I was so tired. My body hurt all over for being in the car. 11 hours is what I was.
That's crazy, right? I mean, can you remember being like in your 20s, being able to drive for like 2 days straight, and you're just fine. And now, I swear to God, once you hit 30, like just something happens, and like from then on, like you're in a car for 3 hours, you're like everything is pain. I hate pain. This is pain,
dude. it was rough, and you know, once I got there, it was dragging gear around on a cart and playing guitar but anyway, it was fun. But then Sunday night after church, I did this little, this youth gathering thing out at this farm. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately it was the wind. I am not joking. Easily 40 miles an hour, almost constantly. Mm-hmm. And like, I was watching my laptop sway on this stand and my acoustic guitar is on one of these guitar stands where it's hanging from the headstock and you could see it lifting up toward the only thing holding it was the headstock. And I'm like, I cannot wait for this to be over. But dude, they had a mini horse, actually two of them.
Did you sing to them?
I wish I would have sang Little Sebastian, 5,000 Candles in the Wind. And by the way, there's a Patreon show where my family sings that. You could do a lot worse than here. That's pretty great. But yeah, man, and goats and full-size horses and chickens everywhere. It was pretty great. It's just like, this is where how I grew up. This was all totally normal to me. So it was kind of cool, man.
Yeah, man.
I could have lived without all the wind. I was very worn out from that too.
Dude, where my son plays baseball, it's this place called Sarah Land. That's what the C-E-R-A land. It is, you know, of course, where we live is just like farmland for years, right? Mm-hmm. We're in like all kinds of directions. So if you get out to certain areas of these places, it's just flatline winds, just wind. And I remember when I first started going to his practices, I was in town, like in shorts and a t-shirt, like all day, like 65, 70 degrees, having a good time. Went out there, that wind hits you and it's all sudden, feel like it's 40 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. My life is misery.
Yeah.
And they, you know, and we're having our typical weather spells here in the Midwest right now. We're like, it's like 70, 85, great days. And then all of a sudden, oh, 40 rain, wind, 40 degrees. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah. May 1st, is it? It's time to get cold again, fellas. And they, the fields they have out there, they've made them all turf fields, the infields. So like there's no dirt. And that's so they don't ever have to like postpone games. Like they don't ever have to, they're like, they rarely have rained out games.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's lightninged out games. That's what they stop. But it rained. Like Max had a game tonight. It rained the whole time. Right? They played. They didn't. They're like, no, we're not canceling it.
The wind's blowing so hard. The rain's going sideways up above their heads.
It kept changing directions. The wind, and it was miserable. But hey, they won. Hey, did you make another one?
Yep, this one's mine.
He's let me get rid of your boring baseball story, and here's a lightsaber.
No, I just looked over and noticed it. So this is an Obi-Wan Kenobi from the Kenobi series.
Is that one? Nope. I thought you built. No, you built Halls of New Hope. That's right.
Yeah, New Hope. And so I bought both of them, and actually, I bought two of each. One weathered and one unweathered. Spent a lot of money on those hilts. Money I didn't have. $1,000 worth of metal hilts is what I got.
Is that fully functioning right now?
Yeah.
Can we hear it? Is there a battery in it?
Yep. Well, I got to open it up and turn it on. So this emitter right here, this is for the blade being on. So it's got this little extra metal collar to give it some some support, but I'm just leaving it on for right now.
I thought those could, you said you can hit with those?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't go crazy specifically because it's a thin neck saber, right? Mm-hmm. That's the deal is that.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Whether he dies or I do, this ends today.
Oh, man. People could talk shit about that Kenobi series, and they were, but
that series ruled.
But the lines, oh, yeah. But the lines delivered by Ewan McGregor in that series alone make it incredible.
Oh, dude, it's amazing. Why isn't it lighting up? What did I do?
You know what you did.
I think I need to put like a little tiny spacer in this to push it up a little bit more. But anyhow,
no, did you get that picture I sent you the other day of that Migs Mayfield or whatever?
Yes, the Migs Mayfield.
That was the first black series that I saw in a long time where I was like, I'm thinking about buying this because I hadn't seen it yet, and it was the one from. Because I think before they released one when he from that really good episode where he was in the Imperial gear.
Uh-huh.
But this was like from season one where he had his, you know, his three guns.
The gun thing, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the coolest part, right?
Yeah. I almost bought it and I was like, no, I'm out of this. I'm out this game. I don't care. I'm like, just the idea of having an action figure of Bill Burr, which is like, man. But
I wasn't a stormtrooper, smartass.
But they have the. Have you been to Target recently? They have a whole line of Return of the Jedi 40th anniversary Black Series out.
I've only seen a couple of them. I saw the Gamorrean Guard.
They had Gamorrean Guard when I went the other day at Target. They had Gamorrean Guard. They had Princess Leia in her Bausch outfit, but with the helmet off, and they had. They had Han Solo in his like indoor poncho. Mm-hmm. They had Lando Calrissian in his Jabba the Hutt disguise, palace disguise, and not what wasn't Jawa. There was Wicket. And something else, but they had a whole bunch of there. I was like, man, if this was me 2.5-3 years ago, I would have bought all of this. but I passed it all by. The only thing that's cool. The only thing I came close to buying was the Dagobah training Lego set there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's the one that's like labeled 18 plus in one of those. Uh-huh. And I was like, man.
Because of the nudity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, Luke was naked on the cover. They had to like blur out his dong, but yeah, it was on there.
His Lego dong.
Yeah, yeah, Lego dong.
So, while we're talking about this, right?
Yeah.
I got something pretty excellent in the mail.
What'd you get?
Well, I haven't opened it. That tells you how excellent it is. It's a Hot Toys Luke Skywalker End of Mandalorian Season 2.
Oh, it came in.
It did. And I was like, neat. And there it sits.
Do you have it near you?
No, it's upstairs. It's still in the cardboard box. I haven't even opened that.
You should go grab it. Come back and we should open it up on the show. Ugh.
I'm too tired. I'm so comfortable right now. So, yeah, I got that. That's pretty great. And then in the meanwhile, I get a notice from Hasbro Pulse. Congratulations, it says. You're getting ready to get a hunk of plastic. And I'm like, what? Guess what it is? Luke Skywalker from the end of Mandalorian Season 2. It's like, well, my goodness. Yeah.
I got the
exciting times, Cruiser. Exciting times. Oh my gosh. Woo, what a whirlwind. That's how my turns are going. Listen, we're going to talk about some video games right here. two video games in particular. And you're probably thinking, two video games? Well, what's that about? Well, first, we're going to make a pit stop in Fortnite land.
Uh-oh.
As of the day you're hearing this, which is ironic because for most people in the world, that will be never. on May the 3rd, when this episode comes out, yesterday, Anakin Skywalker added to Fortnite. Now listen.
May 2nd?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yep.
I knew he was coming. I didn't know when.
Yep. May 2nd, Anakin Skywalker. So I haven't been playing Fortnite at all. I did play a couple rounds, I don't know, maybe last week, and am terrible at it. So there's, I've got that to report. But, you know, eventually Henry will get into it and all that. So it's like, I might as well go ahead and get that Anakin Skywalker because I'm going to want it. And Will and Hawes had some pretty great things to say about that, specifically that the fact that you're adding Anakin Skywalker to a game that a bunch of kids are playing. There's just some like real synergy to that. But yeah, so like there's that.
Rhymes.
But the big news in Star Wars video games is Jedi Survivor, Eye of the Tiger.
I'm not going to give up.
Yeah. Luke.
Yes.
Have you been enjoying the game?
I have. I've only played about 2.5 hours of it so far, but I want to ask you, what difficulty are you playing it on?
The middle one, Jedi Knight.
Yeah. I started on Jedi Master just because I was curious to see like how hard it actually was. And, you know, especially after going through our Elden Ring saga, you know what I mean? And I got to tell you, I was way better this time than I was playing the original one. Obviously, they've improved mechanics, right? So that definitely helps. But and also having the toggles on the back of the controller, muy bien. I don't know. I don't think I fucked up buying one of these controllers. I fucked up because I can never have anything else.
Oh yeah, it's unfortunate to have to go back.
Yeah, I whenever Max like was doing something on his Xbox and he has his controllers, like I would love to get him one of these, but like he's 8, so no.
You know what you should look for?
Yeah.
The first series
of
Xbox Elite controllers. I bought one from my good friend Tracy Moon and it still works great. I've had to replace a couple things on it. No bigs. And Henry uses it whenever he plays down here. He wants to take it upstairs to the other Xbox. I'm like, oh, no, sir.
Does he use the back toggles?
Yeah. I think he is. Or at least he's like so slowly getting used to them.
Yeah,
for me, I use them all the time.
Yeah. And once you get used to it, like you, like it's weird pressing the lettered buttons. It's weird. It's like, for me,
it's all about the stick clicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Top left is left stick click and bottom right is right stick click because it matches where they are on the controller.
Yeah, that's what I have on there too. I think about it. Yeah, I have that too. And it's very useful in that game, by the way.
Well, yeah. But in Red Dead, that's like how you get into Eagle Eye.
And then that's how you get slow motion on Survivor. So yeah. But I cleared the first Coruscant stage. I got through that, right? And beat the ninth sister, right? Yeah. Which for some reason in my mind I thought she was already dead, but I guess not.
You let her live in fallen order.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. It's just been years since I played it now at this point. She beat me a couple times. You know, just because I was like, you know, trying to remember, like it was she was. I remember when I fought against her the first time. Like she was somehow sneaky sometimes with her unblockable attacks. I was like, what the? All of a sudden, like she just lunges like 12 feet in front of you. Like how do you even? And it was just. But anyways, but I was doing pretty good. Like I almost wondered, like why didn't I should have done Jedi Grandmaster? But if what I know about these games. Is the bosses get more complex and harder as the game goes along.
Right.
So I'm going to stick with where I am. But I will say, I was apprehensive because people out the everywhere were complaining about the quality of the game as far as like performance goes. Like mm-hmm. that there was a ton of frame issues, especially in the first and second worlds and stuff like that. And I gotta say, I've experienced no problems at all.
There's been like playing a couple, on performance mode or quality mode?
Quality mode, because performance mode is the one I've heard of was have causing the problems. Mm-hmm. But that's also the standard at which it started on. So I didn't change it because mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I think on PC, I think it automatically detects all the best settings you can use for what your rig is, and it had like everything set to epic, mm-hmm. like all this other shit on mine, and. I didn't have ray tracing on. For one, I don't think my monitor benefits from it, which I'm not really sure what that does. Does it just add like another level of contrast or what does it add to it, you know?
I'm not sure off the top of my head.
I have to look it up, but I didn't like Corey Pope, you know him. I play with him all the time, but he played with ray tracing on and he has, I think a 3070 NVIDIA card, and he had no issues either on quality mode and all the settings set the epic and whatever else. So for some reason there's some issue with the performance mode on that game. I don't know why, because performance mode in general should require less horsepower, right? because it's not rendering everything out as great as it can be,
right? It's prioritizing frame rate.
Yeah.
Instead, which I don't know, man. For the tech nerds out there, maybe you can explain to us why that's harder. I wouldn't think it would be, but what do I know? You know,
because it wouldn't be rendering out everything, or like it wouldn't be worrying about all the foliage and everything else and the shadows. It's more foliage. Just about like how quickly I can see the move happening. You know what I mean?
It's foliage. Yeah.
Foliage. Thank you, sir. Right. Once again.
So hang on real quick. One of the things I want to say, so obviously I'm playing on Xbox and I am mm-hmm. playing it on quality. Now I haven't looked at it on my 4K TV. I've only been playing it on this 1080p monitor because I've streamed every second that I've played it. And that's mm-hmm. one of the reasons that I decided to go with the Jedi Knight, the middle difficulty mm-hmm. so that I could try to be engaging more, like talk more. But the thing is, I want to look at the world the whole time. Yeah, and man. I, you know, that's what I want to keep looking at. And I sort of wish, I mean, it's not like I'm under any legal obligation to stream the entire game. I mean, mm-hmm. it's not like anybody's watching it, yeah. but you know,
well, you got people watching it.
You know what I'm saying? I would like to just crank up the difficulties and just not have to talk and not have to worry. Because one of the things I've been trying to do is when a cutscene comes and it turns into letterbox view mm-hmm. and it's lots of dialogue, I'll mute my mic and I'll shut my camera off.
Yeah.
So that anybody watching it can see it without me going, what? What? But I do want to say this. If you were a fan of the first game, everything that was good about the second game or the first game is better in this game.
Oh, yeah.
The finishing moves, great. Combat's great. Mm. The parry window is a little tough to like get the hang of because it's sluggish. At least on the Xbox, it's like you see the attack start and you tap parry to try to parry the instant you would if, and you're late. That's too late. They've already got you.
Yeah.
But so far, the story's compelling. One thing that's wild to me, so I'm only on the second planet. Mm-hmm. Just know this isn't a story spoiler, but you're on Coruscant and you need to go find Grease, the little mm-hmm. alien guy, mm-hmm. the Danny DeVito looking dude. Yeah. And so that's where I'm at, is his planet. And the voice acting, first of all, one of your buddies, the guy that showed up in the trailer, Bode, mm-hmm. that is the voice of Charles from Red Dead.
Yeah.
And so I like can't unhear it. And
he's great. He's a great character so far too.
Yeah. Yeah. I really like him. And on Grease's world, people are just straight up unapologetically from Montana. I mean, they've got the whole cowboy accent and then there's one droid who's inches away from listen, see, blah, 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 see, it's like, they're just like, the heck with it. We're in.
They're like, look, Filoni put a cowboy hat in Star Wars. Anything is okay now.
Yeah. And so, but I really dig the game.
Yeah, dude.
What's your approach? Okay, let me ask you this. So here I am. I am trying to do everything before I get. So you're on a planet. Your objective is highlighted.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, ooh, but here's an unexplored area. Let's go look over here first. Even though I'm sure part of it is you're probably supposed to go to your objective and then go do this and blah, blah, blah. But that's what I like about the game is it's not perfectly linear in that respect.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
But somebody who watched my stream, Shinobi, we've played with them on stuff before. He's already finished it. He basically ran the story.
Yeah, okay. So he didn't go through all the side stuff.
Yeah, and I'm like, what? 10 to 12 hours, he says, what it took him.
Yeah, he didn't do all of it.
And I'm like, there's no way that I could drop $70 on a game. Yeah. Me personally, and go in and add it like that. I would be, I can't do that.
Did he play story mode?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. Dude, okay. Well, I'm not hearing your Shinobi. I'm just saying that this seems crazy fast because the game itself is just designed to not be that fast. I will say though, I got through Coruscant pretty quick. Which is surprising because I was looking everywhere I could for every little thing I could. There was one that you know, that the very end after you beat the, I'm sorry for the Ninth Sister spoiler. I apologize. But it's the very beginning of the game. So, but you know, right after that, when you're getting ready to go on those ships, there's an area behind them. Like, and you have to click on the guys before you carry on to leave on the ships. And like, I just instinctively clicked on them because I was like, oh, let's see what they have to say. Cause that's how it'd been so far. Like, you could click on people, talk to people, then walk away from them. But this, you click on them, you talk to them, and you go to a cutscene, then you leave. But there was an area behind them that you could clearly walk to. I was like, oh, I'll take this area after I talk to these guys. And I was gonna go there, and then I couldn't go there. I was like, no, there was space. There was stuff back there. Surely there was something I could grab. And so I'm sure
you'll be able to go back. But
did you, speaking of that, whenever you like in that area where you after spoiler for 1 second here, whenever you like after your crew gets attacked and you meet up with the two guys again in the bottom. And when you go around that little bend to go out by yourself to like attack all those stormtroopers, and then they're like going to help you at the same time from up high. Did you see that like little that battle robot in that room that you couldn't get in? Did you ever get in there?
Battle robot.
Like, you know how sometimes when you go above a room, it'll have like looks like a blown fuse above it. And then like, so clearly there's something you put up there or something. At some point I looked over and I couldn't find something to put up there. But behind, but it was in front of a door, and behind the door was like a robot with like a battle axe in his hands. Did you not see that?
Did I open that? I don't remember, man.
Because that's what I hated
about streaming when I was doing this.
Yeah. Because I was trying for like 15 minutes. I was like, I want to fight you. How do I fight you?
Yeah.
Where's the access to fight you? I know you got good stuff in there. What's going on?
Yeah, there was one room where I'm like, plainly you can go in there, and I couldn't figure it out.
By the way, I am fucking up those K2S droids this time. The last time I played that game, those dudes were beating the shit out of me. But this time, no, sir. Yeah,
I'm quite a bit better than I was last time. Here's the thing, though. Last time when I played that game, that was the first video game I had played in like 15 years.
Yeah.
So I was like, which button's B? You know what's RB stand for? I'm hungry.
You look like Mark Hamill in that Jedi Survivor commercial where at the very end he's like, this is how you do it. Like he's clearly like pushing like down on the thumbs or something like that, and doing is the
That was funny.
Yeah.
You don't need to tell me about the Force.
He was definitely Grandpa's way in through that controller grab.
Yeah. For me, I'm going to go through and I'm going to look at everything.
Yeah.
That's just what I'm going to do.
And Coruscant looked great.
Jedi Survivor or Jedi Fallen Order is the first Xbox game that I 100%ed, like on the console achievements.
Is it the only one you 100%ed?
No, no, it's the first one.
I don't know. Brendan didn't know you did any others.
Yeah, I did that. I did Sleeping Dogs, which is a great one. Yes,
that's right. We did Elden Ring. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I did Elden Ring. I believe it or not, I haven't 100% of Red Dead.
Yeah, because it has ridiculous ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say though, like if you had any, like as you were saying at the very beginning, like everything you loved about Jedi Fallen Order is way better in Survivor. Mm-hmm. And even just going through the first world, it is so much more fluid. All the movements, there's still some jankiness to it, but that just comes with the what they call it souls like fighting style, you know. Mm-hmm. Like with your dodging and whatever else, there's just a little bit of, they have to be, you can't be completely fluid, otherwise you wouldn't, it would take away some of the difficulty and some of your precision moves you have to do. But as you were saying, the finishing moves you get to do, now let me ask you this, is parry and block the same or different?
They're different.
Okay.
It's very subtle. Yeah. Like block, you just hold it down and it blocks the attack.
Oh, okay. But same button.
Yes. Parry, okay. You tap it. You tap it acts as a block, but it drains their block stamina. Mm-hmm. And so you're not attacking them, but every time they hit you and you successfully parry, it breaks it lowers their block stamina. And then once it's down, then you can wade in and attack. And for me, the timing of that is hard. Yeah, I hope everybody likes video games, because boy, are you going to hear about it.
Yeah, I was actually surprised at how well I was doing with that. I don't know if it's because I'm playing on a PC compared to a console. I don't know, I really don't know. That could be, but I was hitting those really well. I missed a couple, but when I was fighting that ninth sister, I was beating her ass with parries like crazy. I would parry every single one of her moves except for the ones you couldn't. Like until she turns red and you go, oh, shit, right. I get to think about that. Run away, run.
Yeah.
For the hills. But but stormtroopers, you got no chance. Those black troopers with the double-headed like pikes or whatever they have, like their American Gladiator sticks. those guys would beat the crap out of me in the first one, and this one they were no challenge. I don't think they changed the difficulty of them. I just think my playing styles changed. Because I wasn't super playing a lot of games when I played Jedi Fallen Order. Mm-hmm. I was still playing on my PS4. So like I was only playing single player games. I hadn't been playing online games constantly for years at this point now. Like it was a whole different deal. But like, and I hadn't gone through Elden Ring, you know, to the fullest extent that you possibly could. And I mean, because I really think, honestly, Derek, I really think that we're so much better at this game because of what we did.
Of Elden Ring.
It was.
Yeah.
Because we just completely immersed ourselves in that and beat every single boss and like did every single thing. And it was.
I am Melania played.
Yeah. God. Did you beat her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man. It took a bunch of tries, but boy, I sure did. And then I never went back after on any of my other playthroughs.
Dude, I got lucky and beat her on the fourth try.
I had a similar experience. I got lucky and beat her on the 400th try.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I used my buddy. What's his name? I forget. They are done with the tier. your fucking summon. I forget the
mimic,
the one that's just like you. Huh?
The mimic tier.
Yeah, mimic tier. Mimic tier.
Yeah. So and, hey, and, listen. And,
yeah.
Real quick, the games that I've 100%ed in achievements. Like I 100%ed Red Dead in game. Mm-hmm. In story mode. It's just some of the achievements I haven't hit. There's like three hanging out there I haven't gotten. But I did Back to the Future, the game, 30th Anniversary Edition.
Nice.
In the Spyro Reignited Trilogy, I 100%ed the first of the three games.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty big achievement, man.
Yeah, it's hardcore, man.
Yeah.
Sleeping Dogs Definitive Edition. Great game, by the way. If you've never played it, it goes on sale all the time. It's an Xbox 360 game, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But it translates great on modern day.
They remastered or something?
It doesn't look, I don't think so, but I could be wrong, man. It's, well, you know what? They had to have done something because most 360 games don't rack the achievement. Well, no, that's not true. They don't, but it seems like they don't get the achievements correctly. But yeah, Sleeping Dogs is a great game. If you've never played it, it is a lot like Grand Theft Auto. Mm-hmm. And it takes place in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
It is a great game. The story's great in a very wacky sort of way.
Did you ever play GTA 5?
What's that?
Did you ever play GTA 5?
Which one is that? Oh, I have it.
Yeah,
but I've played it briefly. There's something about it that's too. It's just not my bag, man. There's something about like the perpetration of crimes constantly. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Let's see, Battlefront 2. I'm so close. The only ones I had hanging out were like basically the Starship ones.
Okay.
Let's see what else. Some of these I have to watch, and because like they're my kids, whenever they were playing on my account when I first got them involved in Xbox. So, Jedi Fallen Order, I got. Elden Ring. It's probably my greatest achievement. Guardians of the Galaxy. I was close.
Yeah,
I just didn't want to have to do another playthrough to get them. It's a good game, but once was enough.
Yeah, yeah. I think Max beat that game too.
That's about it, I guess. There's just a handful.
Yeah, you know what? The only thing that kind of bums me out is like because I almost considered buying this game on my Xbox just so I could have the direct achievements, but I'm pretty sure because I bought it through EA, and I'm pretty sure, and I have my Xbox account connected to it, so I feel like it should cross over to that. But
maybe I don't know, man. That's I'm not sure how that all works.
But because on PC you can't just buy it in the Microsoft store. At least I don't think so. It wouldn't let me. I couldn't find it anywhere. So like, and like you can't, you know, it's not the same, right? As on Xbox, it's a different, but like, so I bought it through EA because I had to connect to my Xbox account. And I thought, and I also got a discount for having Game Pass to buy it.
Oh, nice.
Did you get that too or no?
What, the discount?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I think I saved like $10 or something.
I saved some kind of money, and I got the deluxe edition. I pre-ordered it.
Yeah, I bought
and I've one. Not changed a single bit of the cosmetics of Cal or BD1.
Yeah, you know, what's weird? Real quick, I'll talk about it really quick because for one thing, it looks really cool when you're making changes to BD1. Did you go to that bench? The way they like pushes his little head apart and then pushes it back again. It's so like satisfying the way they've done it. But like the only options you get out the gate is to basically make him like regular BD1 or like make it C-3PO in episode one. You can like take I'm like put his fucking clothes back on.
Did you not get the deluxe edition?
No.
Oh, so like, yeah, there's other skins for him. Like there's one that's where he's real heavy. He looks like armored. If you do it, there's a couple of others, but it's pretty cool. Now listen, people, if you haven't got this game, it's current gen consoles only.
Yeah.
But I'm glad because when you, now for me, I haven't been back into gaming that long. Grand scheme of things, 4 years. Right before COVID, smacked everything down. That was what, 2019, right? Or 2020. Yeah. So 3 years. That's wild to think how much I've played. But
and 2.5 years of actual gameplay on Red Dead.
Yeah. Literally, like straight through. But, you know, I got my Xbox One X in 2020. Yeah. And so to me, that's a pretty new piece of hardware, but the Xbox One is 10 years old, something like that. And so them taking advantage of the...
Wait, I thought the Xbox Series X came out 2019. October. I could have swore it was before COVID. I could be wrong.
No, I don't think so. No, it didn't.
Okay.
You look that up while I wax poetic about this, but the Xbox One X was like the last iteration of the Xbox One. And it's good console, but the Xbox Series X and the Series S are more powerful. And to have games that are intentionally taking advantage of the improvements to those consoles is good because otherwise you bought them for nothing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it sucks for everybody else, but those consoles aren't hard to get now.
Yeah.
You can get a PS5. You'll occasionally see somebody still trying to sell one for way more than they're worth, but just wait a week and go to GameStop. You'll probably be able to get one.
November 10th, 2020 is when the Series X came out.
Is when that came out or was that when it was in pre-sale?
That's when it was released worldwide.
Okay.
November 2020.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
you had to get your Series X or whatever your Xbox One X, whatever it was, in 2019.
When was the first COVID lockdown?
March 2020.
I got it in like January of 2020 then.
And then you bought the Xbox Series X immediately after that? I thought you had it for a while, bro.
I don't know, man. Well, listen, I'll look it up while we talk. So anyhow, yeah, if you are into Star Wars and even slightly interested in video games, look, this is a good one to get. If you're not ready to spend the money on it, get Jedi Fallen Order. You can get it cheap. And if you have Game Pass Ultimate or any of that stuff on Xbox, you have EA Play, which has all of the current Star Wars games except Survivor.
Yeah.
Are yours for the plan.
And eventually it'll be on there too. So I imagine Survivor will be on EA Game Play in about 6 months. And then you'll play all of it. Yeah.
That might be a little early.
But that's why I didn't buy it on Xbox. I was like, oh, I want like, you know, Max to have the ability to play it. But I was like, I don't think he's quite ready for those games yet. Not because of the violence or whatever, just because they're pretty intricate. And not that he can't handle complicated games, but he was stressing out with certain points of that Guardians of the Galaxy game. Uh-huh. So I was like, if he's stressing out certain points of that, like this game's really going to frustrate him. So,
yeah.
I mean, I can always have him play on story mode, but I do fine. But.
So I got my Xbox One X in January of 2020. And then, yeah, I must have pre-ordered the new Xbox as soon as it was the day the pre-order went on. I remember pre-ordering it at work.
Oh, yeah. We remember our struggle together. We were lamenting together our struggles and like just being like, I got 12 fucking windows open, dude. I don't know what to do.
One of my friends got two of them. He didn't want two of them, but he wasn't sure which one was going to work out. And he ended up with two of them. And another one of our friends bought a Series S, which he played for like 2-3 weeks and then sold it for more money than the Series X costs and bought the other one from the other friend at cost, the Series X. So,
yeah.
It was a wild time, baby.
It was. Woo. It was like, if you've ever played Cyberpunk, that's what it was like, man. It was.
I forgot you played Cyberpunk.
I just happened to look at the game sitting over there. I got into it for a while, but
you didn't beat it.
No.
Oh, dude, I love that game.
It's okay, but I just sort of ran out of steam on it. And it wasn't because the game wasn't good. It just, the combat's clunky and I don't know. The aesthetics are neat, but it's like, all right, I'm good.
You got to get that. You got to get that. There's when you get later on the game, there's a certain point where you start getting like special like abilities. Like you get to choose like different tiers of weapons, and like one of them, and there's certain like melee weapons you can get. One is like mantis arms and like mantis blade arms, and one are like these like gorilla arms that you could punch the shit out of everything. But the one I use all the time, I think it's called the live wire. I think it's what it's called. And basically, like these electrode like whips that like come out of your hands, and nothing could stop me. Nothing. I would just go in a room and like you're cutting off limbs and like shit's just flying around. Your bosses just lay dead at your feet. It's good stuff.
Well, maybe someday I'll go back to it. Yeah. We'll see. There it is, Jedi Survivor. So far, I would give it a 9 out of 10.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I started streaming it today, and I've actually been streaming it on our YouTube page. So if you've not already subscribed to our YouTube, you can go check out my first day of playing it. I put 2.5 hours of it, I think, maybe. And it's all on there. And it was quite an experience, and I think I'm gonna do the rest of it on there, and then we might be throwing up some of Eric's gameplay on there too, or maybe we'll make a compilation or something. I don't know. We gotta do something with it. Okay, we got all this footage, all this content we've made and never done anything with it. We gotta do something with it. So maybe we'll make one a compilation of our moments of similar moments in the games, and then make a quick, like, you know, like a 20-minute cut of the whole game, like of our both of our perspectives, and just kind of put it together, see how that goes. But that would be fun. But you're gonna play the whole game on Twitch, you said? Yeah,
that was my current intent. But like I said, I'll admit, man, it takes away the experience some because the immersion gets broken.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to just be immersed in the game, but instead I've got to check and make sure nobody's in the chat and respond to that and this and that and remember to talk instead of just sitting there playing with a picture of me down in the corner.
Yeah. You know, what's kind of helped me is doing those reaction videos I've done. Is because I was able to reach a space where I was able to fully watch something but speak about it at the same time. And it takes a while to get used to that because you want to get in that immersion. But what I realized is all I was doing was just speaking my internal thoughts. That's all I was doing. Like I wasn't, I didn't change anything. Like I was still hearing that stupid voice in my head. I'm going to let everybody else hear it now.
It is. Yeah. Well, congratulations, people. You get to hear that on the mic. Hey, listen. Now, typically, there's other stuff besides Star Wars we would talk about, but right now, Star Wars is the only thing I have to talk about. And I just want to throw a couple things out that I'm checking out bestmanbulletin.com. And Taika Waititi reportedly intends to direct his Star Wars movie next year.
Yeah, I'll fucking believe when I see it, Taika.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with that, but
you can't trust that. I love Taika Waititi, the dude is a prankster and a jokester, and like he's just a wild, free, loose soul. So like he's reportedly said stuff 3 to 30 million different times. So until they say he is in production currently and they show him on set shooting things, I'm just not going to believe it's happening. It's just, I can't. I've been burned too many times. But I hope it's true. I want to see it. But they mentioned nothing about it at Celebration. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I find that curious.
Yeah. I forgot to mention, I did see Super Mario Brothers, or whatever it's called, the movie with my kids yesterday. And it was a lot of fun. They did a really... Eric, you've not seen it, right?
No.
I think you would really enjoy the music because of how they have taken those classic 8-bit tunes that we all know and love, and they made them, in a lot of ways, orchestral, like at certain times, while still keeping the spirit of the original songs. And I was really impressed at how they did that. It was very, very good. And also, you can tell that Nintendo was very closely involved in this project.
As well, they should be, man. Yeah. It's their flagship franchise. They would be nuts not to be.
I mean, they let, I always forget the name of that studio, but they made Minions and Sing and those other ones. But Illumination, I guess what it is.
That sounds right.
But they do great work, right? But you could tell just all the way down to like the proportions of the characters. Like there was not any allowance of like real, let's put our spin on this character. It's like, no.
Right. Gotcha.
No. This is how this character looks.
Well, and I think that's wise too, man, because the audience you're pointing this at, they want to see look like Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm not upset about it. I'm just saying you can tell Nintendo was like, no, we're going to have people on staff, on site at all times, monitoring everything you do.
Yeah, you will not wreck this.
Yes, this is literally a billion-dollar property by itself, multi-billions. One character has bringing this, yeah.
has sold this console repeatedly. Everything with Nintendo on the name, Mario Brothers, that little red and blue wearing plumber. So, hey, here's something interesting. I want to throw this out there. Besides that Taika Waititi thing, in Esquire, they talked to Damon Lindelof, and he was asked if there was any truth to rumors of him possibly joining the Star Wars universe. Are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. He responded, and mind you, this is marked as a quote.
Mm-hmm.
I was in more than talks to join the Star Wars universe. I joined the Star Wars universe and was asked to leave. And he like laughed about it, but yeah, apparently that's the deal. And you know, there were some rumors pop out about like what the idea was for it, but that's I don't know
if that, that's, well, you mean where he make Rey like 60 years older or something.
Yeah, and that Helen Mirren might play her and stuff. And
but
I don't know. Esquire mentions that was rumored, but they don't say whether or not that was from a credible source or they're just mentioning it was rumored.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, which I think, you know, in one respect, if that word were true, would be kind of cool just because of the actress they wanted to play her. Mm-hmm. But like at the same time, it's like, you don't have to spit directly in Daisy Ridley's face. Like that's, like she's there.
Yeah, she's right there. And she's in her prime. And here's the deal. If you go out that far in the future.
Yeah.
You lock down what can happen in between those with that character. Now, mind you, Lucasfilm has managed to do cool things with characters that you thought were locked in. Kenobi in the series being one of them.
Yeah.
And Leia being part of that too.
And Luke.
But I feel like that is... that still very strongly fit in with the known universe, that what we knew about it. But if you did this, you would be setting a course in stone. It's kind of like this. It's kind of like How I Met Your Mother. which I gave up on that in the final season. It had become insufferable to me and I couldn't deal with it anymore. My apologies to huge fans of that show. We loved that show until that last season. It's like, yeah, I think I'm good. But, you know, they filmed all the stuff with those kids at the beginning. Right when they started.
Really?
And so they had to have the show tell that story, even though they veered away from it. And so you're kind of stuck with that. If they film this, it's like that same thing is happening.
Yeah.
Where you've written the ending. Well, what if you decide along the way that that's not fitting for the character? I would rather that evolve with the character, personally. Yeah,
and if anybody was a big fan of that idea because they didn't like Daisy Ridley as Rey, I would say that you're allowed to have your opinion, but I think your opinion's wrong because I don't think Daisy Ridley did anything incorrect in the character of Rey. I think you're just saying you don't like the character Rey. And whatever that reason may be is yours to deal with. But if we can't be upset with the idea of somebody all of a sudden discovering power, because that's been a trope used in countless movies over the years. So I think if you say that's the problem, I think you should really like understand why you have that problem, but I'm not getting into that. But I think Daisy did a fantastic job as Rey, and I think there's hundreds of thousands of especially little girls out there that would agree that she's awesome. Yeah. So I think you should realize that maybe that character is not for you and not shit on it because she means a lot of people. And I really enjoyed her myself personally. And even the missteps of the sequel trilogy, I still feel like Daisy Ridley more than fulfilled her role and her duty. And she went through such a transformation as an actress during that whole time. And seeing her come back on stage at Celebration was really cool, right? I don't want to say I wasn't following everything that was happening at Celebration because I was paying pretty close attention, but I definitely wasn't as invested as I was in the past with paying attention to everything that happened at Celebration. But that moment, she came on the stage and like, she has the ability to make the biggest smile in the world. Daisy Ridley, it's almost creepy how big she can make her smile. Daisy Ridley. But like it was, and I don't know if it's because her hair was really short or what, but it just seemed even bigger that day.
Yeah, that does add to it, definitely.
But when she came out on stage, she was just, it was really, really cool to see the reaction she got because I bet she's been feeling, maybe not down's the right word, but maybe not appreciated for at least from a certain portion of the community, what she put into the role. Because I don't know. I think if you really looked at what she had to carry, I think it's quite impressive, especially for somebody who had done almost nothing. You know, much
right,
like
yeah, a virtual unknown.
Yeah. I mean, her and John Boyega both. I mean, they really like catapulted that Star Wars into the new generation. So I hope we see them both. It'd be really a big shame if we get Rey again and not Finn. I think that would be a big disservice to the characters. But you know, there's nothing to say that they can't have their own adventures. So
I concur.
Yeah.
So have you been watching anything else? I have been watching, I know I mentioned this before, Jack Ryan on Prime. And I definitely like it. I finished the first season and it's quite good. And I recommend it. I'm in the beginnings of the second season and I keep dozing off during the episodes. But again, and I have to preface this with the same things I talk about all the time, is that that's not an indicator of the quality of the show.
Yeah.
That is an indicator of I wait until it's too late at night to watch TV.
I actually started watching, it's a show on Netflix called Beef. Have you seen that? The trailer for that? Well, basically what it is it's a show starring, Ali Wong and, Steven Yeun. Ali Wong is a comedian and actress, and Steven Yeun was originally, but where he blew up was on, The Walking Dead as Glenn. There's this show, called Beef, and it features two characters in two completely different scenarios in life. And they, something comes to a head at a certain point at the very beginning of the show in a fit of road rage between the two of them after they both have been dealing with their own like shit throughout the day. I'm getting to start episode 3 of it, but the first 2 episodes are wild. And like he's like backing out of this convenience store. Like it's just like a big box store, but backing out of it. And she kind of cuts him off and almost hits him. And instead of like apologizing, he can't see her face. She like goes to the stop sign, holds up her horn and holds up her middle finger. Like just holds it there and just drives away. And this is like the last straw for him on the day. He's like, fuck this. And he goes peering out the backwards out of there. And he like races her down, like trying to race her down the road and stuff. And like, it leads to like this altercation and like he finds her license plate. And like, there's this, it's quite funny and like crazy at the same time, but it's called Beef. I would recommend watching it. It's really good. It's a lot of incredible actors in it. So yeah, I was hearing a lot of good things about it. So I had to finally check it out. And the art style of the show is really cool too. Just the different cinematics they take place with, and like they use in some of the artwork imagery they use in it is very intriguing to me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a pretty cool show, and it's different from what I've seen before. So, anyways,
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Well, we already talked about what video games we're playing because we're knee deep in Jedi Survivor. Let me ask you this. Did you get a chance to see Return of the Jedi in theaters?
No.
Yeah, me neither. There was one theater semi-close that was showing it, but it was just too impractical with all the stuff I had going on. But I mean, let's face it. I saw it on its original theatrical run. I'm good.
This is one of those things that make me feel like a quote unquote fake fan is I don't necessarily feel the desire to go to movie theater and watch the original Star Wars movies for multiple reasons. One, I've seen them all thousands of times. It feels like at this point, like not really, but you know what I mean? That's what it feels like.
I know what you're saying.
And like, I understand the fun of it, but maybe it's just being in the Midwest and being so used to like nothing being close to me, like relatively close. That's like an event, you know, especially coming from like small town USA.
Right. Right.
And like, you know, I'm sure there was somewhere in Indianapolis or Cincinnati that was showing it or whatever, but I just like, I struggle enough to like find the ambition, the ability to go see a new movie in theaters, like let alone one that I've seen hundreds of times. Like, it's just like, I, you know, would it be cool to take my kids to it? Sure. By the way, the Mario movie was the first movie we'd taken that Leia had been to.
In a movie theater. Did she get through it well?
She did. And I've always felt bad because she's 6. This is her first one she'd been to. Max was 3 when I took him to his first one. And that was kind of a test. And it was a movie I'd already seen. And I was just like seeing if he could sit through it. And it was The Last Jedi. But, which is crazy to think that he was 3 when the movie came out. Leia in general has had a harder time at sitting still when she needs to than Max has at any point in his life.
Yeah.
And but she did well. I was proud of her. Luckily, it was one of the most kid movies you could watch, you know. Though she did get creeped out by the skeleton turtles.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Those fuckers are creepy regardless in the game. Especially when you're jumping on them, they just keep coming back. Like, just quit it. Just die. Just
you know what? Die. They're like bills.
Yeah. Just keep coming back.
Yep.
I threw you in the trash. Why'd you come back?
You smash them down. And then they come right back.
Yeah, it's more like credit card interest.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. So, hey, listen, guys, for reals, try to catch Cruiser streaming or myself streaming. I tend to post on Twitter right when I go live. And unfortunately, I have a hard time planning ahead. Yeah. But, you know, follow me on Twitch. The link is there in the description if you want to hopefully get an alert. The alert system in Twitch is sketchy as can be.
Twitch is a platform is sketchy, if I'm honest.
So. Yeah, it's not. Cruiser's probably better at scheduling this stuff than myself.
You think so, but he's not. I just kind of thought, like, I was actually going to do it on Twitch, but then I was just like, I'll just do it on the YouTube page for the show, because I don't know. I just don't care enough about my own Twitch to like really like keep it going that much. So like but I have been really invested in the, at least not right now. But I am very much invested in our YouTube page, because I've been having a lot of fun on there. So I thought, why not just put more content on it? So that's what I was doing. So if you're not already, definitely follow the Bad Motivators on YouTube, because we're starting to get a varied amount of content on there slowly but surely. So more to come.
Right on. Right on, right on. Well.
All right, all right.
All right, all right. Listen, guys. Check out patreon.com/thebadmotivators to check out some pretty cool bonus stuff. I personally do random shows sometimes with my family, sometimes without. I just did a season 3 wrap-up of The Mandalorian with my wife, Amanda, cleverly naming the episode A Mandalorian season 3.
Your beautiful and kind wife, you mean to say.
What's interesting about that is just like her take on it, because she's not a crazy like us.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's that's really cool. I do a music show, and Cruiser does some cool stuff too. Tell them about what you do there, Cruiser.
Oh, well, I have several breakdowns of different television shows that have been like some of the bigger ones, like, you know, The Last of Us, House of Dragon, the Lord of the Rings show that came out. I have done a lot of episodes with our friends Tom and Rashad over covering comics, and we covered nearly every single one of the Beatles albums.
Cool.
Yeah, that's all on there. And if we're not already at it, there's almost like 300 Patreon episodes on there already loaded up. So
nice. That's wild, man. Yeah. Where does the time go? Listen, it is a bargain.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I mean, we even have a tier called it, I think.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, check out that. Check out TeePublic. Screw Redbubble.
Mm-hmm.
Redbubble's fine if you want to buy our merch there, but they're not real keen on stopping other people from selling copies of our stuff. And
the only reason why I'm keeping that Redbubble page open is for our international friends. That's the only reason why I'm just letting whatever go, because Redbubble doesn't give a shit about our you know, earnings. So if you want to support us, make sure that like it's clearly from us. I believe it says TBM Pod. That is our shop. So just make sure you buy there.
Well, there we go.
There you go.
So yeah, also check out the links for my Twitch channel and the YouTube channels down there. Cruiser, I don't know if he'll ever stream on Twitch again. We'll just have to see. Follow the show on Twitter @bad_motivator should you so wish. And yeah, man. All I got left to say is this. Sweet man, which my wife has started imitating me saying. It's great.
Sweet man. She isn't just saying it like on her own. She's making fun of you when she does it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But sweet man. Well, hey, I think Taylor Swift is awesome. And until next week, we are out of here.
Goodbye. The bad motivators are ramblers.
The bad motivators.